Hold on. All right, here we go. Prophetic words for today.
This morning I was before the Lord and praying, and he said two things, perspective and community. And as I pressed in, I said, Lord, what's the perspective of Pentecost today? What are you trying to say today? What's for the body? And I really feel like he impressed upon me to share this with you. So he said that Pentecost perspective in the beginning in Acts was called to keep your eyes upon Jesus, to wait for the infilling of his spirit in Colossians 4:2. That also is expressed to be prayerful and be watching and seeking his face continually, being filled and renewed and walking in his power, to be a servant of God, operating in all of the functions of the Holy Spirit into the earth. And that's what we need today and every day, seeking his face, looking to be filled again and again so that we can be the community. And the community together is unified as the body. We're submitted unto God and also to one another, serving each other in love and operating as the body of Christ in the world. So as we receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we're able to go forth in power to make disciples and baptize them in Christ Jesus. We are his ambassadors to the lost in the world. So knowing and receiving the blessed gift of the Holy Spirit, having us live in him in us, and work through us, then we are the model of Christ to others. So may we remain steadfast and faithful in keeping God's commandments. And he also said that loving him with our whole heart and loving others as ourself is a very, very important part of the expression of the Holy Spirit, and to be able to keep that commandment in us, especially in the body. And that's what I got so far.
Hallelujah. Ezra got something too. He just can't tell us yet.